there's nothing on the consent calendar. One item on the discussion matters that I just realized coming to light. I had a question on a letter that I had received, and in discussing it with staff, kind of got us wondering about whether maybe it was more important or more, not more important. Maybe it had different meanings than what I was originally thinking. So I got this letter that I believe staff distributed when we added this from Commissioner Goring on the Working Lands Environmental Mitigation Program. The only thing that I found concerning in the letter is in the second paragraph, where he mentions that under the law, an energy company must secure a net neutral or beneficial environmental impact. And I know that there's nothing like that in our law, but that is in their administrative rules. And so
that's their language?
Yes. And so I don't know.
Rules for what? Like, where do they use that?
Maybe Victor knows, but it is in there. And I don't know how he determines that they have met that level, but I don't think it's our problem.
So in the Ag Commissioner's rules under 79, I'm used to ours that always have nines in them, 7-19-01-01, which is definitions, and under the definition of offset, number 6, means to counterbalance residual adverse environmental impact to achieve a net neutral or beneficial outcome, generally conducted after reasonable efforts have been undertaken to avoid and minimize impact, or if avoidance or minimization of impact is not feasible.
Can you back up just a bit and tell me what these rules are for? Like, what section, what are the rules?
Sure. This is Article 7-19, Environmental Impact Mitigation Program.
Okay, so these are the rules that they developed after the last session to oversee this?
Correct.
Okay.
And so in the new law, in section 4.1, it mentions that he's to report to us or something on these cases. And so as I came to realize that this morning, I got to wondering, okay, is this letter a report on how he's going to use any mitigation money that is voluntarily contributed for Badger Wind, or is this a little bit late on Oliver 4? I really don't know if this is connected to a case. But A, since I got the letter and it involves this mitigation that we all deal with, I wanted you to see the letter. But now I'm wondering if it's meant to carry out his duties on a case. And so I'm wondering if maybe Jack should visit with his attorney, Dutch, and just figure out if, because if it is for a case, then I suppose we'll get more in subsequent cases. And so we need to figure out so our staff knows where to docket them.
Sure, I'd be happy to follow up with the commissioner's staff.
I think it's this last paragraph.
Of the letter?
On the first page. I'm sorry, I'm still kind of just reading this. So I think what this is, what he's doing, is saying that, I don't think it's case specific. I think he's reporting on each case in the letters that he's sending to the case. Like, they reported on Badger Wind. They provide a letter for that case. I think what he's doing here is saying that they want to use the funds for conservation and environmental enhancement of agriculture, working lands, versus mitigation practices that consist of land preservation and corresponding non-use. I think that's what this is. He's saying, like, this is the policy direction they want to go. But you should maybe confirm that with Dutch, but I think that's, and then the next paragraph kind of goes into that more.
To me, I thought that was a given. That was decided and known a long time ago, and I like that, that it's going to be used in working lands, not just sitting idle.
I think that maybe Game and Fish is pushing them in a different direction. I don't know, but I'm guessing that that's, you know, if you look at if you look at the letter in this, I can... the department recommends that the bird and bat conservation strategy, so in this case, that the company, through that plan, further clarify its commitment to establish habitat as an offset rather than pursue land acquisition or easements. So I think that's an offset. What they're talking about is easements. So, I mean, I think this is a difference between the two that is they're going to have to work out, and that we'll see kind of come to fruition. But I don't know that we have a role to play. I think that's the legislature set up for those guys to kind of go back and forth, work it out, and come to us with, you know, whatever plans have been determined.
I'll see to if minimize I can get some more impact.
To it. Yeah, just see if this is needing to be filed in a case or something.
Sure.
Yeah, I saw this as more informational. But clarification would be beneficial.
Okay. And lastly, was there anything else for discussion that we needed to add? So one scheduling thing, at the last meeting, we had, you know, originally when we set our meetings for the year, we had a meeting on December 18th. We kind of scheduled over that, using that as one of several days, I think that whole week, that we set aside for an electric rate case. The previous meeting to that is very early in December. And I just think that there's a good chance that there's going to be wrap-up kinds of things that need to be done around here, and that maybe the 18th was even a little bit, as it's turning out, maybe a little bit early for our last meeting of the year. But now, with it off the schedule and the first week of December being our last currently scheduled meeting of the year, I'm really hoping we can squeeze one in, even if some people have to participate virtually, but and maybe if it turns out that there is nothing needing to be wrapped up, and when I say year end, you know, maybe that can be the very early days of January too. But I sure think we should have something on the calendar that we kind of at least maintain the ability to participate in, at least virtually, in case we have wrap-up things. And so that's what I'm seeking.
I'm fine with that. Did you have any dates to recommend, Randy? Are you thinking like the 30th or the 27th?
Sorry, I was talking so much that I forgot to open this.
Or are you thinking right before the 23rd?
I guess ideally, I mean, that would be better than the first week of December, yes. I had thought that Monday the 30th was a day that looked like a good possibility. If everybody is... If both of you were, you know, comfortable and confident in availability, and wanted to do something like January 2nd or 3rd or something like that, I would be okay with that too. I don't know if that's available time or not, but the 30th I think would be a good option.
Comfortable and confident would be a stretch. comfortable would be one thing, confident, not at all. But I'm willing to, I think it makes sense to carve out the 30th, and we can do our best to hold it. And I think virtual is a great option.
I guess I would like to see it sooner than that, if possible, as we discussed at the last meeting.
What dates?
Well, do you really think our case will go through the whole week?
Electric cases, I mean, can get long. I don't know.
I think that we could always move it to earlier if we end up getting a settlement or something, couldn't we? Could we save a date that we know is not going to be, that is kind of clear right now, and then if we get closer and know, we could move it to the, say, the 20th. We could move it to the 20th. I think it's unlikely that we'll need the 20th, but so I'd be comfortable scheduling it then or on the 30th.
But what about the 23rd?
I think the 23rd is hard for staff. A lot harder than the 20th. I mean, that's a lot of people will travel that weekend if they're going someplace for Christmas.
That is it Mondays that are the ones that are hard for staff, which would also impact the 30th? Shall we schedule it for the 20th? And if the rate case is still going, it's just going to have to be a delay in the rate case for a while till we
that's a date
done that, with our meeting.
That would work too. I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah.
Or I guess there's only 2 days difference. Maybe then we just keep the 18th, and when we get to that point in the rate case, we just let them know that maybe we change, just change it on the 18th to 9 o'clock, so we have a little time to get ready, and if we're not done with the rate case on Tuesday, then we tell them tomorrow we're not starting till noon.
That's an option, too.
We'll have our meeting in the morning. How about that?
We can absolutely do that. We can pause the rate case hearing if need be.
Sure.
For the 18th.
So why don't we just change the meeting on the 18th to 9 o'clock? Does everybody feel like that's
sure
a winner?
That works.
Or does 1 hour of delay in the... I keep on coming up with options. 1 hour of delay in the rate case probably doesn't matter much to them. Should we keep it at 10 o'clock and then it doesn't become a special meeting? We can add things.
That's probably true.
So probably a better way to go.
You just know, leave it at 10 o'clock.
Yep. Leave it at 10. We can pause the rate case. And then, to your point, it's a regularly scheduled meeting. So I don't anticipate a lot of activity in those 2 days while we're having a rate case hearing, but you never know.
But leading up to it, there might be a lot of urine stuff that needs to get done.
I got a feeling there will be.
Yeah.
Might as well just let them know, sorry, that Wednesday, we're probably not starting until the afternoon.
Noon, yeah.
And being that you're planning on using it for cleanup, it's a good idea to keep it as a regular if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we will, I don't believe you had anything scheduled, so we will just cancel the informal, right?
Yep, nothing has been put into that slot yet, so.
Okay, so long way to go to get to leaving it as it is.
Long way to go.
But it was a good discussion, and I think we've reached the best solution.
I think so, too.
I didn't think of that before as an option. But okay, anything else? Okay, we are adjourned.